This is WSKG News. I'm Brett Jaspers. With the House of Representatives passing a bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, New York's essential plan may be at risk. But first, some basics. With us is Bill Hammond, Health Policy Director at the think tank The Empire Center. Bill, thanks for coming on WSKG.
Well, my pleasure.
So can you explain to people what the essential plan is?
It's a very low-cost health plan. Totally funded by the government. It was an optional benefit under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and New York and Minnesota were the only two states to take it up. It started in 2016. More than 600,000 people have enrolled. It's for people who are below two times the federal poverty level, and it costs no more than $20 a month, so it's very affordable.
Can you give us a sense of how the American Health Care Act, this new bill, would change the essential plan?
Well, the initial reports were that it was simply eliminated. And state officials still say that it would be unlikely to continue if the House Republican plan became law. And that's because the House Republican plan, it doesn't technically eliminate the authority to have an essential plan. But it cuts some of the funding that was being made available for a state that wanted to do it the essential plan, and without that funding, the program would become increasingly unaffordable for New York State.
So, what would happen to the people in the plan if this plan were to be defunded? If the essential plan were to lose its government funding?
About a third of them would be eligible to be on Medicaid, and they would be transferred back to Medicaid. So their coverage would be disrupted, but they would still have coverage. And Medicaid is free, so they would not be in any kind of difficulty. But there's another about 400,000 people or so. They would be in the position of trying to buy private coverage through the exchange. And they would be doing so with these different kinds of subsidies. The old tax credits used to be based on income. So if you were low income, you got very generous tax credits that made the premiums more affordable. The new tax credits are based on age. And so they're a flat amount regardless of your income. And so someone in their 20s gets $2,000 and someone in their 60s gets $4,000. And so it's possible that some of these people, because they're very low income, they were getting much higher tax credits under Obamacare than they would under the Republican alternative, and they might not be able to afford insurance. And plus, the individual mandate would be repealed, and so they wouldn't face any penalty for not having insurance.
Why is New York and Minnesota, why were New York and Minnesota the only two states to do this kind of basic health care plan?
Well, Minnesota had a plan like it already, and so when the federal government offered to help pay for it, it made sense for Minnesota to just, you know, take advantage of that funding. In New York's case, it gets a little bit complicated. New York had these legally present immigrants who were not eligible for federal funding under Medicaid, but under court rulings, the state was required to provide health coverage for them. And so it was paying the entire cost of their health care. It was about $1 billion for these 250,000 or so legally present immigrants. They discovered that if they shifted those immigrants into the essential plan, the federal government would pay 80 or 90% of the cost. They would save a lot of money, and in order to do that, they would have to open the program to anybody who qualified, anybody under 200% of the poverty level. They saved so much money on not providing Medicaid for that group that they could afford to provide it to anybody who wanted it under 200% of poverty and still save money. So it was a unique legal situation in New York where they were obliged to provide very expensive coverage to a group of legal immigrants, and that just made the finances work for New York State.
Because the federal government was giving the state a lot of money for this specific kind of plan under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, it's working out to be 80% or so of the funding comes from the federal government, something like $3 billion a year.
Bill Hammond is Director of Health Policy at the Empire Center. Bill, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.